Un método exigente y eficaz. Cursos Vaughan. Llama al 911-335833. 911-335833.
Hello, 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 my amigos. Welcome one, welcome all. It's time for another exciting edition of The Show With No Name, exclusively on Vaughn Radio. And wow, we have got an amazing program in store today. I'm really excited to be here, and I hope you guys are excited to attend. Remember, we don't say to assist my class, but to attend my class. So I hope you are all ready to attend my English class. I hope you are eager, con muchas ganas. I'm very eager to teach you today and every day. But as you can see, como podéis ver, I'm in a great mood. Ask me why? I don't know. Just I am. Sometimes you don't need a reason. Maybe I just feel blessed. Bendecido, agradecido would be another translation. So blessed to have such a lovely family, including my mother, father, my daughter. Blessed to have such amazing amigos, such as yourselves. Blessed to have a job that I love, I really enjoy, where I can help people. And you guys help me too. So welcome one, welcome all. We have got a show today like you haven't seen it in a while. Well, I say that every day, don't I? Well, you know me, I'm American. We're supposed to overstate things. Exageramos las cosas. That's how we roll. That's how we roll es una forma muy nativa de decir, así es como lo hacemos nosotros. We overstate things. I mean, talk to any American, and you'll see, they'll be like, oh, wow, whoa, wow. We love making those kind of sounds. There's a sound that we make that you guys don't make, and that's the woo. I can tell you, I can watch a video on YouTube, a concert video, and I can tell you what country they're in by the sound of the crowd. I swear to God, because I've been to many concerts in Europe. I've been to many concerts in the United States. And you guys don't woo. What? I said you guys don't woo. Now, this is an interesting word to know, just in case you didn't know it. Es un verbo to woo. W-O-O. Atraer. Enamorar. But that's not what I mean. Although to woo, you guys woo me with your English every day. W-O-O. Oh, you woo me every day. But no, I'm referring to the woo, 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 woo. We love our woos. You'll hear woos. You go to a crowd and you there. I've been in bars, like college bars, cuando yo estaba en la universidad. And I could tell you, I could swear the name of the bar was Woo Bar because everybody was going woo, 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 woo. You guys don't make that sound, at least not in Spain. That's a very unique thing. Another thing that I always, since I was a little kid, the first time I saw a soccer match with some Spanish people, I was like, wait a second. I said, what did they just do? I think it was, I guess somebody missed a penalty or something, falló un penalti, and everybody went, "Uy!" And but like in unison, everybody was like, ooey. And I was like, ooey, what is this ooey thing? That's a weird thing. Ooey, 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 ooey. No, it wasn't that. That's how you guys say, oh, right? How you express disappointment. Oh, close. Oh. So we would do an oh or oh. Like that kind of, you know, hand to head, like, oh, and you say, ooey, and I think it's beautiful. I think it's beautiful that we're expressing the same thing, and we're not using words, we're using sounds. And when you think about language like that, you know, like a collection of sounds, like a cultural thing, I think it makes language learning so much more interesting because you're not just learning grammar and structure and vocabulary, but you're learning how we think as natives. And that's one of the greatest things I love about learning Spanish. I want to get inside your mind, each and every one of you. Oh, no, that could be dangerous. All right, well, my amigos, we've got an amazing show in store. I want everybody to fasten their seatbelts to fastenes abrochar. Fasten your seatbelts because it is time for liftoff.
T-10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff. Liftoff. 30 minutes after the hour.
Get ready. Hold on to your hat. Strap on your seatbelt. Fasten your seatbelts. Hold on to your hat. Get ready for the ride of your life. The show with no name. It's show with no name time.
Right, amigos. That's right. All right. All right. Now it's official. We are airborne. Estamos en el aire. And we have got an exciting English adventure ahead. So let's kick off with our first challenge of the day. And that is today's pop quiz. That's right, amigos. It is our pop quiz. And this is the part of the show where we make sure, well, where I make sure that you are following Grupo Vaughn, you're following all my colleagues, and of course, you're following me for additional content, content that is complementary to the radio shows in many cases. In fact, the one we're going to look at today, Tash Pascua. So if you want to start, if you want to get a head start, to get a head start is adelantarse, I was going to say, then you can go over to Tash Pascua's Twitter account and firstly hit follow. Why? You're going to learn some amazing things with Tash, Kyle, with well, all of my colleagues, everybody. So on Instagram, on Twitter, wherever you are, make sure you're following Vaughn, you're following my friends, my colleagues, and you're following me. And just, you know, just if you're doing that, let's say you don't listen to all the programs, you can't every day, you listen to the podcast once in a while, at least you're making sure that your eyes, in your field of vision, you're seeing English, you're being exposed to English. And that's what it's all about. You put your left foot in, you put your left foot out, take your left foot in, and you shake it all about. And a quick reminder before we look at today's pop quiz. Guys, the book fair is here. It starts tomorrow. That's right. Finally, I remember like a month or two ago. Well, 2 months ago, I remember having to keep my mouth shut, my big mouth, mi bocaza, because I couldn't wait to tell you guys. Tenía ganazas de deciros. You know, I couldn't wait. I was like, I'm okay. And Ruben's like, hang on, man. I'm like, I know. But now we are literally, the weekend is upon us, and I haven't checked the forecast, la previsión. I haven't checked the forecast, but I have a feeling it's going to be a beautiful weekend. I could be wrong here. It's taking place at the Retiro Park. I will be there this coming Saturday, May 28th. This coming, ya es esta. Saturday, May 28th, from 12 noon to 2 p.m., it's going to be at Vaughn's Stand, which is Stand 106. 106. If you can't make it that day, si no puedes asistir ese día o acudir to make it, ir, right? It's a good, very native way of saying it. Oh, I'm sorry you couldn't make it. Hey, man, in the end, I can't make it to your birthday. I got so much work to do. We use it all the time. So Saturday, May 28th. Can't make it? No problem. You can also come. You got a second chance. I'll be there two different days. I'll be there Saturday, June 11th from 12 noon to 2 p.m. So remember, two Saturdays, same timetable, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Those Saturdays are the last one in May, which is May 28th, and then again in at the last weekend of the book fair. So I'll be there basically the first weekend and the last weekend. And remember, I'm just one of the many, many people that you'll be able to find at the Vaughn stand, because I know it's wedding season. Yes, temporada de bodas. You know how I know it's wedding season? Because I've got like five weddings, and this week's FYI episode is on weddings, and I'll be sharing some personal, I always like to, when I teach, you know, give a piece of me. I think it's, you have to be a generous teacher, and you have to use experience when you teach. So that's, you know, when I share pictures of my wedding and funny little anecdotes with you guys, and either here on the show or on FYI, it's just my way of sharing, not just teaching you, oh, this is a good expression, but teaching you, this is how that expression was used in my life. And then you're doing exactly what I asked you to do, to personalize it, to find a situation, find a scenario where you'll use that in your life. So folks, come to the book fair. If you can't see me, if you can't make it those dates, Richard Vaughn's going to be there. Kyle Miller's going to be there. David Boies. And David Boies usually brings his guitar. Yeah, because he's got a kid's book, and it's amazing. It's one of the greatest ways to learn is with music. And we know that. We've been doing Name That Lyric. But now I see it with my daughter. I see it. All right. Well, folks, here's your pop quiz. As I said, this is Tash Pasqua. Follow her. It's Natasha Pasqua, but she goes by Tash. And here it is. I think this is going to be a tough one here. But let's see. Let's see what we've got over here. Si no está suficientemente apretado, apriétalo. Me cuesta decir eso, ¿eh? It's tough. That's a tough one. Okay. Si no está suficientemente apretado, apriétalo. Okay. Who's got it? Who can figure that out? Come on. Not an easy one. And her show is called Back to Basics. So technically, this is basic stuff. This is 101. ¿De qué es este 101? Los módulos de los cursos, ¿no? En la universidad. So you've got biology 101, biology 201, no sé si es 201, pero 101 es el módulo 1 de cualquier curso. Okay. O sea que es, viene a decir lo básico. Okay. But this isn't that basic. So don't let the name fool you. Que no te engañe este nombre. Back to Basics. You can hear the program every day live and participate. It's at 3 p.m., but guess what? If you can't tune in at 3 p.m., no problem. Just check it out wherever you listen to podcasts. All right. I see we've got some people participating. Let's see who the first one was. No surprise here. No hay sorpresa aquí. It's your buddy Kubla. I should say our buddy Kubla. And he says, if it isn't tight enough, tighten it. Excellent job. Great, great stuff. Well, you know why? I've seen a lot of people make mistakes with this over here. Why? Because they say, tight it. And tight es apretado. No es el verbo. So el verbo is to tighten. But Kubla, you got it. I see Laura as well. A few people. Well, a few. Wow. A lot of people figured it out. Oh, and Marta. Marta Lima Limón. We missed you too. I missed you. I read your comment, but since I was in the middle of something else, I didn't read it. But Marta, we missed you too. Welcome back. I was going to try and rhyme something. But hey, we sang you a little song. It's a pleasure to have you back. Remember, guys, if you got, we know life gets in the way. Sometimes you got exams, you got life stuff, you're moving. We're here. That's the whole idea behind podcasts, too. But I know a lot of you are like, but I want to join you live. I get it. I love it. I love being here with you guys live and, you know, being able to help you live on the show. You know, but I can still help you even if you're not tuned in live. That's what I mean. If you grab a pen and a piece of paper and you participate in all the different sections, you're definitely going to learn. If you take note when I give you vocabulary or pronunciation things. Now, here's another pop quiz. What? Guys, you know me. I like to look at the other side of the coin. El otro lado de la moneda. You say cara o cruz, we say heads or tails. Okay, so if it isn't tight enough, tighten it. Si no es lo suficientemente apretado, apriétalo. Quiero el inverso. Who can give me now the opposite of that? So vamos a ver si yo sé decirlo en español, primeramente. Si no está suficientemente suelto, suéltalo. Creo que, ¿es that okay? Ahí es donde me tenéis que ayudar vosotros a mí. So, that was kind of I threw a curveball at you, como decimos. To throw a curveball, to throw somebody a curveball, es la estructura, is to surprise somebody with a question or something to catch them off guard. This comes from baseball. Es una, te tira el pitcher la pelota, pero con efecto. Lo tira y hace curva, no va recto. So if you say, hey, Alberto, you threw us a curveball. No lo esperábamos. Tenía efecto esa pelota que nos lanzaste. So, excellent. But it doesn't matter. I've got people who have figured it out. They're ready for curveballs, speedballs, knuckleballs. Esto todo viene de baseball. Remember, there's an episode of FYI on baseball, and I go over some of the most common expressions in the English language. Did I say in baseball or did I say in the English language? Well, I meant what I said. Lo que dije, dije aposta. Iba en serio. Yeah, some of the most common idiomatic expressions come from baseball. But I'm not going to do that now because I'd want to cover all my bases. Okay, guys. To cover your bases, I guess I have to explain it if I used it. If you're going to have an interview tomorrow, to cover your bases means that you have everything prepared. You've reviewed or gone over everything you have to do. You ironed your shirt. You're ready. You're prepared. You covered all your bases. So remember, if you haven't heard that episode and you want to learn some of these idiomatic expressions, these really, really native idiomatic expressions, you can learn them here and also on FYI. And who knows, you're listening to a baseball episode and you're saying, I don't really like baseball too much, but wait, I use that expression a lot, or I would use this expression. That's where we get what I try to do, honestly, in each episode here and also in FYI, is I try to mix a little bit of knowledge, sabiduría, with English, right? And mixing that, well, we'll learn about different things while we learn about how to pronounce things, some of the common mistakes in English. As I say at the beginning of the show, consider it like an English adventure, una aventura. Now, let's see how you guys did over here on this curveball that I threw at you. And Laura is the first one to participate. And Laura says, if it's not loose enough, loosen it. Excellent job, Laura. If it's not loose enough, loosen it. excellent job. And there's a couple things that you could have made a mistake there with, too, because a lot of my students mix up lose, perder, with loose. Yo he visto gente escribir loser, perdedor, de la palabra perder, lose, con dos O's. Y eso sería más suelto, looser. So be careful. But I see that my superstars, they didn't fall into that trap. No way. So if it's not loose enough, loosen it. And that's a general rule, right? So if something is thick, es grueso o espeso. Es difícil cambiar de idiomas, ¿eh? En mi cabeza así. And then what would be the verb then? So if thick is the adjective, we said loose, loosen, to thicken, right? Okay, light is ligero. Okay, to lighten, aligerar. And there are so many other examples like that. So this is a perfect example for you guys to come up with these adjective verb lists. I gave you a couple, and that's great, because once you have the idea, then you can come up with tons of them, right? Wide, ancho. So, ensanchar, is that how you say that? ¿Me lo estoy inventando o lo he oído por ahí? To widen, right? Short, corto. To shorten, right? Is longen? No. To lengthen or to elongate. Elongar. Hey, that sounds like it makes sense to a Spaniard. Sharp. Sharpen. Great one. Kubla. If something is sharp, tiene punta. Es agudo. So if you sharpen it, you can sharpen a knife. Hey, Kubla. Kubla's got what I call the drop-down menu. Damián y yo, cuando vemos algo así, decimos, vamos a ver más ejemplos. And that's a great thing you should do. Cuando surgen cosas así, que dices, espera, estos patrones, esto es un momento perfecto. Es decir, espera, me las voy a currar, voy a aprender esta estructura que, tight, apretado, tighten, apretar. So let's take a look. Kubla, you got some, this is the idea of a drop-down menu. So straight, recto. To straighten, right? You straighten your hair. Alisar, to straighten, right? Broad, amplio, to broaden your horizons. Wow, Kubla, these are some really good examples. Length, well, to lengthen something. This is another one we looked at. So I'm sure, okay, let's Google it. So, ending. Let's see if Google knows what we're talking about. E-N ending words, English. Tighten, no, okay, let's try this. Instead of words, sometimes you gotta, guys, it's good to learn how to Google. Believe me, I need to figure it out sometimes myself. Okay, yeah, these are the ones here. Great. Let's see. Wide, widen. Light, lighten. Bright, brighten. You really brightened up my day. Me alegraste el día. My day is bright, adjetivo, because you brightened my day up. Weak, débil. To weaken. Okay? The disease weakened him. Siempre con ejemplos, ¿no? Let's see. Flat. Es plano. To flatten. Okay? When the steamroller ran him over. Esto es como el típico de dibujo animado. When the steamroller es esto que that paves the streets, el pavimento. Esto es pisonatoras or something you say. He was flattened like a pancake. It flattened him. Awake. Despierto. How would you say no me despiertes? Don't awaken me. Or don't wake me up, se puede decir también. Fright. Es asustar. Miedo. Fright. To frighten. You frightened me. It's another way of saying you scared me. Strength. Fortaleza. Fortitud. To strengthen. Guys, we all need to strengthen our vocabulary, even a native speaker, right? Moist es húmedo. To moisten, moisten, la T no la decimos. So moist, esto es interesante. Moist, ooh, that cake is moist. Esa tarta, ese pastel, that cake is very moist. What did you use to moisten it? Right? So we looked at like 20 different examples here, but I'm sure you can come up with another 20 on your own. Guys, we have to go to a quick commercial break. I can't believe it myself. Time is just flying by already. And we've looked at, what, 50 words? More words, idiomatic expressions, pronunciation things. And we have so much more to go. So if I were you guys, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around. ¿Conoces los super eficaces Summer Impacts de Vaughan? Considéralo como un chute de inglés. ¿Y qué mejor momento que en medio del verano? Los Summer Impacts de Vaughan empiezan el 30 de mayo y van hasta el 5 de septiembre. Aprovecha este verano para ganar confianza y empezar septiembre pisando fuerte. Y puedes escoger lo que mejor te convenga, o presencial o bien por videoconferencia. Whatever floats your boat. Tenemos horarios de tarde y de mañana. Tendrás un profesor Vaughan para ayudarte con la pronunciación, vocabulario, gramática, phrasal verbs y los errores más comunes. Las clases son 100% orales y dinámicas. Make the most of this summer with Summer Impacts. Aprovecha el verano con los Summer Impacts de Vaughan. Give your English a boost. Y si te apuntas antes del 31 de mayo, recibirás un descuento de un 30%. Para más información, visita nuestra web, grupovaughan.com, o llámanos al 911-385831. Summer Impacts de Vaughan. What are you waiting for?
Nuestros campamentos este año tienen un extra de diversión. Tanto si buscas un planazo de ciudad o darles un verano de multiaventura en inglés, tenemos un plan diseñado donde el aprendizaje y la diversión van de la mano. Más información en grupovaughan.com.
There's a saying in Spanish, lo barato es caro. This is very true in my business. If you find a cheap solution, wonderful. Congratulations. You will pay less money, yes. But in exchange for nothing.
Con el curso online de Vaughan sacarás el inglés que llevas dentro. Adaptado a tus horarios, flexible y con todos los contenidos del método Vaughan. Y con nuestros profesores siempre disponibles. Contrátalo ahora con toda comodidad. Entra en curso online en grupovaughan.com. Haz clic en curso online en grupovaughan.com.
Lo que más miedo da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso Vaughan ha desarrollado las clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%. Contrata las clases telefónicas de inglés de Vaughan para tu empresa. Llama al 911-335-831 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTV a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTV a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma. Píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google. Baugan RTV a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
Ven a vernos a nuestra tienda física en Madrid. Estamos en la calle Orense 75, de lunes a jueves de 10 a 2 y de 2 y media a 6 y media. Y los viernes de 10 a 2 y de 2 y media a 5 y media. Y si no, ya sabes, baugantienda.com.
Amigos, welcome back. Welcome back to the show with no name. Exclusively on Vaughn Radio. Don't forget, we got a brand new show right after this show. You can hang out with Jules. That's right. She's got the random show. Well, you'll learn English by talking about a lot of different random things. I think it's a wonderful way to learn. That's one of the ideas behind FYI. I mean, every week we talk about a random topic. This week, weddings. Last week, I can't remember. London. The week before, elephants. So who knows what could come up? But the important thing is, I think, not just to learn English, but to be well-rounded, to learn about a lot of different things in your own language. Because think about this. If you learn something on Show With No Name or FYI, and you learn it in English, and you share it with your friends who don't speak English, you share the same information in Spanish, and they're like, oh, I had no idea. So these are things that could even be conversation starters in your own language. You know, a lot of the things I discover when I'm preparing the scripts, I had no freaking clue. No tenía ni la más remota. And I said, oh, what? Really? I didn't know. Like, for example, this is a fun fact you can share with people. Did you know Marilyn Monroe was a bookworm? A bookworm, ratón de biblioteca, somebody who loves to read. Let me look it up here, because I think when she died, she had Marilyn Monroe. Hold on. Oh, and we can look at the pronunciation of her name in the meantime. It's not Marilyn Monroe. It's Marilyn Monroe Book Collection. Let's see what it says. 430 books that were in her collection when she died. And there was, I'll read what it says here. You know, Google never lies. The 430 books found in Marilyn Monroe's library contained a vast variety of subjects and genres. So what does that mean? That aside from being a bombshell, un pibón, una mamacita, as they say in Mexico, she was brilliant. She was smart. She was well-read and well-rounded. But a lot of times we don't hear about that side of her. So you won't just learn English. You'll learn fun facts that could even, you know, you could start up a conversation with a stranger, with a friend. Who knows? If you can do it in English, even better. All right. Well, guys, we have to move on. It's time for the section where we listen to a famous person speaking, and you guys have to tell me what's being said. It's called Say What? Say what? What? All right, amigos. That's right. It's the Say What soundbite only on the Show With No Name. And here's where I'm going to play a soundbite. This is a famous person. And what you have to do, a couple different things. You have to, A, grab a pen and a piece of paper and write down as much as you can. You'll have four chances to do that. But initially, I want your opinion. And it's funny because a lot of times we give our opinion when nobody asks us for it. Here, I'm asking you for your opinion in English, your best English possible. I want you to woo me. Right? Encantarme con tu inglés. All right. So here it is, folks. This is the Say What soundbite for the first time.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mommy! You sure told them.
Did you ever think about, like, maybe getting some contact lenses or something, like, you know? You look good, you know?
All right.
Oh, my God.
I don't think anybody was ready for that. Was anybody ready for that one? Now, we can use that music as a clue, right? Now, the important part isn't where it's from and who it is. Right now, I want you to tell me what you heard in your own words. You know, relay the information back to me as if I hadn't heard it. Como si yo no lo habría oído. No lo hubiese oído. Habría, hubiese, hubiera. Oh, my God. Are you serious? All right, but this isn't a Spanish class. This is an English class. Y no hablemos del subjuntivo, por favor. The other day, I was recording a commercial, grabando una cuña for Vaughn. And I was like, lo conseguimos. And I said, Nacho, te voy a grabar los dos porque no sé si es subjuntivo o no. So it was one of those moments. I said, tú coge la buena, pero las hago igual, el tono. Because I was like, don't trust my Spanish. I don't want to make a mistake in the subjunctive. That's being very giddy of me, isn't it? Okay, so I'm going to play this soundbite for you a second time now. As always, I want you to write down as much as you possibly can. And then I want you to share your observations with me and with the rest of your fellow students as well. Okay, here we go. This is the Say What soundbite for the second time.
Oh, I'm sorry. Move it!
You sure told them.
Did you ever think about, like, maybe getting some contact lenses or something, like, you know? You look good, you know?
All right. I'll give you a couple clues. I like giving some clues. This reminds me of, like, the 80s, like when I was a really young kid. I was born in 77, so this reminds me of, like, when I was, like, 10 years old. Like, I love this. Okay, me voy a callar. Because I don't want to give you too much information. What I want you to do is analyze what you heard. And even if you have no clue, pues sabes cómo puedes expresarlo. I haven't the foggiest. I have no idea. I didn't catch diddly squat, ni papa. So what I'm saying is, even if you didn't catch it, you can express that to me in English in a nice, eloquent way. I know you can. I know it. So even if you don't get it, you telling us, ooh, it was really tough because the accent was this, that's not wrong. That's you giving your opinion in English, and that's what we want in this section. Now, remember, the ultimate goal, though, is to not to paraphrase, but to give us word for word, verbatim, what's said in this soundbite. All right, so let's see what you guys heard. Leonardo says, you caught me off base there. Ooh, Leonardo, I see what you're doing. You're basing the vocabulary you're using on what we talked about before. You're basing it. Touché, Leonardo. Excellent. Leonardo, what you prove to us day after day is that you have fun with words, dude. Tú disfrutas. Me equivoco. Maybe I'm mistaken. Maybe I'm wrong. But it seems like, Leonardo, you really love words. You love playing with words and seeing if you can be creative. I don't know if you're doing it on purpose, but it's awesome. I'm catching it. It isn't lost on me, como se dice en inglés. Let's see. Jesús says, WTF is that? Pero esto es una pregunta? Are you asking me what it is? I'm asking you. Right? Isn't that the exercise here? I can just tell you. Do you want me to tell you? But then game over. Guys, remember, the idea here is to give me your opinion, not ask me my opinion. I'll give you some clues. And if you know the way I think, it might come up later on in the show. Stay tuned. You know, things are connected, not just here on the show, but in the universe, things are connected. So I figure, why not here on the show with no name? I think this person belongs in a mental institution. I can give you that. Either that or maybe they have a problem. You know, maybe not. Maybe they have Tourette's. You know, I don't know what you call Tourette's in Spanish. Tourette's is when people scream, right? So scream and sometimes obscenities. I don't know very much about it. We can look it up, but I had a friend with Tourette's syndrome. Okay, so I'm a Tourette's syndrome. And he used to go, like we would just be sitting there having a coffee and he would just like jerk, not that he owned twitch, a jerk. And he would like, and there are some people, and you see this in a lot of movies, they make fun of these people, which it's not funny if you suffer from this. Padeces de esto, pues no es tan gracioso, evidentemente. But it's one of those syndromes that people like to make fun of because supposedly, again, I don't know very much about it, but you not only have outbursts, arrebatos, rah, but sometimes it's like, fucking shit, cocksucker, like... So I'm sure you've seen it in movies. Again, they portray it in movies as like a comical thing. But for my friend, firstly, my friend didn't swear. Well, he swore. Él decía palabrotas, but he didn't swear when he was having one of these outbursts. It was more of like a weird sound. It was like a release of energy or something. I don't know. Again, I'm speaking from ignorance. I haven't had a lot of, but it sounds like this person might have Tourette's because it's like, rah, rah, rah. It's like very like uncontrolled sort of speech. That's my opinion. Kubla, you asked, I answered without giving you too much information, I hope. Kubla says, I heard an apologetic American girl or male kid. Okay, so interesting. Somebody... If it's a guy whose voice hasn't changed yet, no, cuando te cambia la voz, and he said, so let me go back to the beginning. I heard an apologetic American girl or male kid shout, que gritó. Another character appeared to have said something like, somebody told them or him something. I also heard a cry, un llanto, no, un grito en este caso. Good word, Kubla. Move it. Well, Kubla, that's pretty spot on. Pretty spot on. And I could see how you could mix up them and him. Porque a la hora de decirlo suenan igual. I talk to him. Eso es como yo diría, I talk to him and I talk to them. El contexto es tuyo. So excellent job, Kubla. You got the idea, the main idea, the gist of it, and you expressed yourself beautifully. In fact, let's get a round of applause because, guys, that's probably one of the hardest things to do. Okay, A, B, O, C, B. Okay, congratulations. You knew the right answer. But expressing yourself in another language, that takes some merit. Absolutely. So great job, guys. Let's see, we've got Lupe participating here as well. Let's see what Lupe had to say about this soundbite. Lupe says, I couldn't catch a word. No pillé ni una palabra. Great, pero Lupe, lo has dicho perfectamente. I couldn't catch a word. Great, excellent. Not that you couldn't catch a word, but that you were able to say that and express yourself correctly. And she says, I only listened a guy, right? Listened to a guy, pero fíjate aquí, aunque estás escuchando, you're hearing it because it's passive. It's an interesting one because you're listening to the show, but you're hearing, well, I guess we could use listening to because you are active. But the difference is I heard something the other day. I wasn't like, right? And it's like watch versus see. You're like, watch, you're paying attention. I saw something the other day passively. I was watching a bird. That was actively. So that would be the difference there. But there are nuances. Hay matices. So to listen to a guy who said, I'm sorry, and some birds chirping in the background, en vez de on the background. Pero bien, si no lo llegas a decir, Lupe, no sabemos que no es on the background, sino in the background. So great job, Lupe. Be yourself, bro. Always expresses himself wonderfully. And he says, a clip from an American movie in which two characters appear. One is a woman and the other is a man, where she asks for an apology for something she did not do. And the man expresses his disappointment. Great job. No mistakes in there in English. So, guys, really, I'm very proud of the way you're expressing yourselves in English. Even if you didn't understand very much, you were able to tell me in an eloquent way, I'm sorry, I couldn't. So that's where the merit is. Not, do you have to understand every word? Or do you have to be able to express, I'm sorry, I didn't catch that last thing you said. Could you repeat that? ¿Quién no te lo va a repetir? But if you just, you know, so being able to express that you didn't understand something is also a form of expression. And when you're speaking another language, you should be really good at that. You know, being able to ask people in a polite way. Oh, one second. Could you just repeat that last part, that last sentence? Yeah, I missed okay. Thanks. Thanks a lot. You know, what I tell my students, tell people, can you put this in an email and send it to me? Some people will tell your mother to do it. You know, you could try. It's maybe a little bit cheeky, un poco descarado, a little bit bold, audaz. But when you have to lean towards one side, si te inclinas hacia un lado, I'm going to go towards the bold side. Yo me tiro más para el lado audaz. It's not because I plan that. That's the way I am as a person. So it's, I guess it's working for me so far to be more bold than to be shy or bashful or timid. ¿Qué? ¿Quieres más formas de decir tímido? All right, so my amigos, it's time to move on. Wonderful job in that section. Now it's time for our spelling bee. I'm going to spell six people's names, and I want you to tell me who these six people are, and I want you to tell me what they have in common. This first round is only for superstars. The second round is for everybody. And I'm in the everybody. I'm in the second round. Yo me incluyo con el segundo grupo, okay? Yo no soy un superstar en nada. Here we go. Superstars, this one's for you. The first person is G-A-R-Y space O-L-D-M-A-N. The next one is B-E-L-A space L-U-G-O-S-I. The next one is L-O-N space C-H-A-N-E-Y space J-R period. The next one is D-O-M-I-N-I-C space P-U-R-C-E-L-L. The fifth one, R-I-C-H-A-R-D space R-O-X-B-U-R-G-H. And the last one is C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R space L-E-E. Whew. You got to let me have a sip of water, guys. Madre de Dios. Oh, boy, como dice mi madre. Oh, boy. Oof, man, I needed a sip of water over there. Okay, let's see. We've got Born to Iron Man. Well, that would, dude, how did you even have time to hit send in that time? Como dice mandar en tan poco tiempo? All right, let's take a look over here. All right. Born to Iron Man, voy a usar mi frase. You're fast. You are really fast and almost accurate. Almost. But our rocket is not going into orbit, buddy. No va a entrar en órbito. ¿Órbita? ¿Órbito? No va a circular. ¿Ves? Hay que buscar otra forma de decirlo. Hombre, lo suyo es buscar cómo se dice de verdad, pero sé que me vais a ayudar con eso. Hey, that's what friends are for good times. In bad times, I'll be on your side forevermore. That's what friends are for. All right, let's see if our next participant was able to get it perfectly. Because remember, that's what we're looking for here. Not kinda, We're looking for, oh yeah, 100%, let's do this. And let's see, ladies and gentlemen, it looks like we have a winner. Please give it up for your classmate, Kubla.
The good times and bad times.
I don't know. I love that song, though. I gotta say, I love that song. And we gotta do it. I know, I'm sure we've done it here on the show before. But it would be, maybe we'll do that song the last show. Oh, and by the way, remember I told you guys I was going to New York pretty soon? The countdown is on, 30 days, 1 month. And 1 month from when we leave, not from when we get there. So the countdown is on. But remember, if you're following me on social media, I'm taking you withs. To take you withs es muy nativo. So both taking you with me, but to take you withs... Es ya como lo diría mis amigos. Okay, are you ready for round two? This is for the normal people, like myself. Here we go, folks. The first person on our list is G-A-R-Y space O-L-D-M-A-N. The second one is B-E-L-A space L-U-G O-S-I. The next one is L-O-N space C-H-A-N-E-Y space J-R period. The next one is D-O-M I-N I-C space P-U-R C-E-L-L. The fifth one, or the second to last one, también se puede decir penultimate, pero yo no lo he oído tanto como second to last. This one is R-I-C-H-A-R-D space R-O-X-B-U-R-G-H. And the last one is C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R space L-E-E. All right, guys. There you go. I can't go slower than that. That's as slow as I can go. And if you're still having trouble, practice. Practice and practice and practice because it gets easier. And believe me, if you look out there at the other students who are maybe at your same level in English speaking, I guarantee that they're not as good at spelling as you guys are. And why? Because, well, they focused on writing things, but they never focused on really how to pronounce it. Like, did you do the A-E-I-O-U and sometimes Y? You know, that's the way to A-E-O-U. I know you have the Spanish version of it, but it's so important to know that and not to mix up E-I-Y-A, right? You don't want to make mistakes there, especially when... you know, not just in words, but letters are everywhere in confirmation numbers, in Wi-Fi codes, in tracking numbers, right? So we really need to know, not just because we want to, you know, do well in an American spelling bee. You know what I mean? Although that's kind of cool, right? Marta says, órbita, orbitar, entrar en órbita. Thanks, teach. Gracias, profe. There's Nata as well. There's Lupe. Wow, so many students who got these people. These are all people who played Dracula. Yes, that's right. And the reason I chose this topic is because today in 1897, Dracula, a gothic horror novel, I'm reading it right here, a gothic, right, you say gotico? We say gothic, a gothic horror novel by Irish author Bram Stoker was published. Se editó, se publicó. How would you say that? Porque sé que a publisher es un editor. El editorial is the publisher. So that's interesting. No es lo se publicó, se lanzó. Interesting. Well, there's also a second reason, too, because also today in 1913, an actor named Peter Cushing, very famous actor, who played Van Helsing Well, he played Dracula in the Van Helsing series. He was born today, but I didn't put him on the list. I put some other ones on our list. Now, the first one is probably one of the greatest actors ever, Gary Oldman. Now, no se dice old man, aunque es old man, es Oldman, min. Gary Oldman, crack, he's Count Dracula. Count Esconde. De hecho, en Sesame Street, Barrio Sésamo, de ahí viene the Count, el Conde que cuenta. One, two, three Draculas. That's right. So, Gary Oldman? No, sino Gary Oldman. And he played Dracula in Bram Stoker's version, the Bram Stoker one. Now remember, this story has been told so many times. Another one, Bela Lugosi. You can't think about Dracula without thinking about Bela Lugosi. He was synonymous. His name was synonymous with horror flicks. The next guy as well, Lon Chaney Jr. Another one. He played the son of Dracula and also played many other monsters. But we'll take a look at the rest of these guys when we come back. We have to go to our second commercial break, but when we come back, we'll finish this up, and we have so much more to go. We've got Name That Movie, we've got Double Trouble, we've got Homophones, Famous Birthdays, and much, much more. So, if I were you guys, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around.
¿Quieres un planazo de verano para tus hijos en la ciudad? En Vaughan ya lo tenemos todo organizado para que no tengas que preocuparte por nada. Más de 10 colegios en Madrid y alrededores para que aprendan mientras se divierten en nuestros campamentos urbanos. Llama al 91 700 11 99 y te lo contamos todo.
Young people in Spain speak and understand English better today than 20 years ago. However, their level is still insufficient for effective communication in the professional world. If you're a young person, and if you want to progress in your profession rapidly and decisively, stop everything and focus now 100% on English. Get the problem 100% out of the way now. Don't postpone it.
The moment you've been waiting for has arrived. Richard Vaughn will host Trivia Night at Roll Madrid. That's right. Richard Vaughn, the man, the myth, the legend, will put you to the test in English. Are you ready? Do you have what it takes? Join us Wednesday, June 8th. At 8:30 at Roll Madrid, Calle de Amaniel, número 23. Don't miss it for anything in the world. Richard Vaughn hosts Trivia Nights at Roll Madrid. See you there.
Sí, dígame.
Hi, Pedro, this is Siobhan, your Vaughn teacher. Welcome to your telephone class.
Oh, hello, Siobhan. How are you doing today?
I'm great. So let's begin by reviewing the present perfect. Have you ever been to China?
No, I haven't.
¿No tienes tiempo de ir a clase? ¿Quieres que tu profesor Vaughan te dé clases por teléfono cuando mejor te venga? Entonces te va a gustar mucho nuestro nuevo programa de clases telefónicas de Vaughan. Infórmate ya en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
Escúchanos en cualquier momento y en cualquier lugar. Descarga la app de Vaughan Radio.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura tres meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class, and the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about Trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughn teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at GrupoVaughan.com.
Hello there, this is Fitz. I want to talk to you about the Curso de Inglés Online de Vaughan. €99 for 1 year of classes. You can spread the €99 over 3 months. It's 30 cents per day. All the Vaughan favourites are in there. Richard Vaughan, Richard Brown, Jimena Holiday, Kyle Miller, Alberto Alonso. Curso de Inglés Online, Vaughan.com.
Para más información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91.